Hello and welcome to our webinar on socially responsible investing. My name is Chuck Carlson. I am the CEO of Horizon Investment Services. Before we talk today about socially responsible investing and specifically strategies that are offered by Horizon Investment Services, let me tell you a little bit about our firm. While Horizon Investment Services isn't necessarily a household name with registered investment advisors and other advisors, you may be more familiar with our affiliated publishing company, Horizon Publishing. Horizon Publishing is one of the largest and oldest investment newsletter publishers in the country and has been publishing its flagship publication, Dow Theory Forecast, every week since 1946. We started Horizon Investment Services at the end of 1997. Specifically at that time, we were a sub-advisor on a large cap value fund which we managed for 3 years. Beginning in 2000, we started to focus on our separately managed account strategies, and that has been the focus of the firm for the last 11 plus years, offering a variety of separately managed account strategies, including two socially responsible strategies that I'll touch on in a moment. In addition to separately managed accounts, I think it's important to give you a bit of breadth of the other services offered by Horizon Investment Services, because our work in those areas has played a part in molding our socially responsible strategies. First, we are a portfolio consultant to a provider of unit investment trusts, where Horizon creates purely quantitative investment methodologies. We pick the baskets of stocks, and then we hand that research to the UIT firm, who in turn creates a UIT, brands it, and then sells it through their distribution channel. All of these UIT strategies, as I mentioned, are developed in a purely quantitative way, following a simple rules-based investment methodology that is very transparent. In addition, Horizon is a consultant for an index provider. We have assisted in the creation of 3 indices for this index provider that they in turn have branded and licensed out to ETF providers. The total assets on which Horizon generates fees, including discretionary assets in our separately managed account business, as well as assets on which we are a consultant for the UIT and index baskets, ranges between $650 to $700 million. The cornerstone of everything we do from a research standpoint, whether it's separately managed accounts, UIT strategies, or even index creation, revolves around our Quadrix stock rating system. Not to get too thick in the weeds on Quadrix, but in a nutshell, this is a stock rating system that we developed back in 2000 that ranks more than 4,000 stocks. Each of those 4,000 stocks we score on more than 80 different variables. These variables cut across such categories as operating momentum, value, relative price performance, financial strength, quality, and earnings estimates. So there are a large number of both fundamental as well as technical indicators that are scored, weighted, and then funnel up to create category scores such as value or operating momentum, and then those category scores funnel up to provide an overall Quadrix score. All stocks are scored in Quadrix on a scale of 0 to 100, with 100 being the highest score. What we try to do with Quadrix is look for stocks that we believe have as much broad-based strength as possible. For example, we are not interested necessarily in a stock that scores well in value, but not growth and not financial strength. We're literally looking for stocks that have it all, that score well in both growth and value and financial strength and quality, and have a strong overall score. I believe one of the important values of having a quantitative system such as Quadrix is that it is designed to lend a consistent, disciplined approach to our investment process. Indeed, we don't pick any stock for anything we do unless it meets minimum threshold scores in Quadrix. So again, having a very consistent, disciplined approach, I think, is vital. A lot of money managers can talk to you and throw out track records, and depending on where they draw the start and finish lines, these track records can look pretty good or not so good. Ultimately, though, when you are trying to evaluate a money manager, I think it's important to see that they have a repeatable process, that they have a process that's repeatable and consistent. And I think, again, the use of our Quadrix system really lends itself to a consistent, disciplined, repeatable process. As an aside, I think what also lends a consistency to what we do at Horizon is the longevity of the people who are using Quadrix. For example, I have been with Horizon and its affiliates for nearly 30 years. Our chief investment officer, Rich Maroney, has been with the firm and its affiliates for more than 22 years. We have four individuals who have earned the Chartered Financial Analyst designation in our research area, and all of those individuals have been with the firm for more than 10 years. So there is a consistent discipline, indeed stability, of the people making investment decisions using our Quadrix system. We use Quadrix in a number of different ways depending on the particular strategy. For example, we have some separately managed account strategies, which are more kind of quant plus strategies, where we use Quadrix as an important screen. The stocks that get through that screen are then further researched by our analysts, who then select 35 to 45 stocks out of that universe. In addition, we have two socially responsible strategies that use Quadrix in a purely quantitative, rules-based investment selection process. This is probably a good time to jump off to the socially responsible strategies at Horizon. Let me tell you why I think they are different and why I think advisors should look at these as potential solutions for clients interested in socially responsible investing. There is no doubt socially responsible investing has become of more and more interest to individuals. When you look at the dollars going into socially responsible investment vehicles, they have been staggering. It has been one of the areas in the equity market where there have actually been inflows versus outflows. So we are seeing, and indeed many advisors are seeing, an increased appetite for socially responsible investment vehicles for their clients. We got into the socially responsible investing area by virtue of an existing client we have who was looking for something in this space. We manage money for an individual who has a private foundation on the West Coast, and he came to us and said, "I have this foundation, I want to put some assets to work in socially responsible investing vehicles, but I really haven't found anything I like from a performance standpoint. What do you guys have?" His call was pretty well timed because we had been working on something that I thought would be a good solution in this space. It's been a long-time intellectual curiosity of mine that says if there's ever a universe of stocks that screams out for enhancement by using a strong investment overlay, it's a basket of socially responsible stocks, because in many cases, in that basket or index or grouping of stocks, the stocks are selected primarily for their environmental, social, and corporate governance, otherwise known as ESG, or socially responsible investment, otherwise known as SRI, characteristics, and not necessarily because of their investment appeal. So if you could take a basket of stocks that's already vetted for ESG characteristics and apply a strong investment overlay to enhance that basket by whittling down to the most attractive stocks from an investment standpoint, you have the opportunity to add value. So that's basically what we do. Horizon Investment Services does not do any vetting of stocks based on their social responsible or ESG characteristics. Rather, we go to the experts in the field and take their baskets of stocks they've already vetted and apply our investment overlay driven by Quadrix. So for this particular client, and this now goes back to October of 2008, we went to, at the time, KLD, which has since been acquired by MSCI. And we licensed from them the MSCI KLD Social 400 Index. Now, this is the current iteration of the Domini 400 Index, which is kind of the granddaddy of all socially responsible indices. It consists of 400 stocks vetted by MSCI for their SRI characteristics. What we do is we take that index of 400 stocks and we run those 400 stocks through our Quadrix stock rating system. And then we take out the 40 highest scoring stocks in Quadrix. Then with that 40 stock basket, we do a couple of more things. First, we apply a sector constraint that says when we are establishing the portfolio, no individual sector can account for more than 25% of the portfolio. So there's a sector constraint. The second thing we do is we apply a cash allocation if Horizon, my firm, at the time, is looking at a macro cash allocation for investment portfolios. For example, if we were establishing this portfolio for you today, we would have a cash plug in the portfolio of around 10%. So we have a 10% cash plug, which means the remaining 90% of the portfolio is invested in those 40 stocks that are selected from the universe of 400. We equal weight the dollars in each of those 40 stocks, and then finally, we hold that entire basket of 40 equally weighted investments plus the 10% cash plug for 12 months. At the end of 12 months, we run our methodology, we reconstitute, rebalance the portfolio, and hold it for another 12 months. Now, some of you may be wondering, why a 12-month hold? What's the magic in our belief of a 12-month hold? Well, as I mentioned before, my firm has done a lot of work over the years in the unit investment trust space, crafting quantitatively pure quant strategies for UITs. And what we have found is a 12-month holding period has a lot of appeal. First, 12 months gives you plenty of time for an investment idea to work, and yet doesn't hang you out there with an idea for 2 or 3 years that doesn't work. You're forced to kind of let the idea work in a 12-month period. If it doesn't work, you move on. Second, rebalancing every 12 months is designed to force you to take profits off the table, so there's a nice discipline of taking money off the table as well as cutting your losses on certain ideas that didn't work out. Third, having a 12-month holding period means that any gains that are realized in this strategy typically are going to be long-term in nature because of the 12-month holding period. So this is designed as and tends to be a very tax-friendly approach. There are a number of reasons why we believe in this 12-month holding period. To be sure, there may be instances within the 12 months where we do sell stocks either because of some extraordinary event or perhaps a takeover, some event-driven factor that would cause us to sell the stock. But by and large, we're going to hold that portfolio for 12 months and then reconstitute and rebalance. So basically, again, in this particular strategy, to sum it up, and again, we call this our Horizon Enhanced Socially Responsible Strategy, and yes, that's a mouthful. We start with the MSCI KLD 400 Social Index. We take 400 stocks, we get it down to 40 by their ratings and quadrics. We apply a cash plug if my firm has a cash plug at that particular point in time. We equal weight those 40 stocks. We hold the portfolio for 12 months. We rebalance, reconstitute after 12 months, and hold for 12 months and so on. This strategy has achieved a 3-year track record at the end of October of 2011. And I'm pleased to say that the performance of this portfolio since October of 2008 has been very strong. The cumulative return for this portfolio since October of 2008 through December 31st, 2011, has been 44.6% gross, and after fees and expenses, 39.0% net. That compares to 39.4% for the S&P 500, which, as you know, is an index consisting of 500 U.S. large cap companies, and 39.2% for the underlying index that we are enhancing, the MSCI KLD 400 Social. As always, I'm required to advise you that past performance is no guarantee of future results, and an investor cannot invest in any of these indices. So, for the life of the portfolio, we have outperformed on a gross basis points both the S&P 500 as well as the actual index that we're enhancing. So, thus far, the returns have been quite good. Maybe even more importantly, though, is that we have achieved that outperformance at a standard deviation level that is considerably lower than the S&P 500 and the underlying index. Indeed, the standard deviation of our strategy since inception is 16.3% versus 19.0% for the S&P 500 and 19.0% for the MSCI KLD 400 Social Index. In a nutshell, what you have is a strategy that is generating absolute returns on a gross basis that are better than the broad market, as well as the index we're enhancing, and we're doing it at significantly lower risk level, so obviously sharp ratios and risk-adjusted returns are quite strong. This is particularly gratifying because it dovetails nicely with what we were seeing in our research, as well as our backtesting of this strategy before we launched it. So we're encouraged by what we are seeing so far, and we're excited with this particular strategy. Now, we have a second socially responsible strategy that we call our Enhanced Catholic Value Strategy. Let me tell you a little bit about how we got into this particular strategy, why we offer it, and how this strategy has done. About a month after we launched our enhanced socially responsible strategy, we had another one of our advisor clients come to us and said, look, I have a client who's interested in putting some money in the socially responsible investing vehicle. I haven't been able to find anything that interests him from a performance standpoint. What do you guys have? And I said, boy, your call is well-timed. About a month ago, we initiated our enhanced socially responsible strategy. Let me send you some information on that strategy, along with performance information, and I'll even send you the basket of stocks that we would select if we started that strategy for you today. As an aside, we see a lot of requests from people interested in this space to see the stocks because a lot of folks like to kind of personally vet the stocks that are in the portfolio, and we are willing to do that. So I sent that information over to the advisor. He looked at it, got back to me, and said, you know, I love the idea of an enhanced index approach in this space. Enhancing an expertly vetted group of stocks with a strong investment overlay makes a lot of intuitive sense to me. I like everything about it, except my client has a problem with some of the stocks that are in the basket of stocks in that particular index. As it turns out, there were some pharmaceuticals stocks in the MSCI KLD 400 that this client felt uncomfortable with from a Catholic perspective. I believe the pharmaceutical stocks were doing things such as stem cell research, and the individual was uncomfortable with that from a Catholic perspective. So our advisor client came to us and said, do you guys have anything that's tied more closely to the morals and teachings of the Catholic Church? I said, well, let me see what we can find. So we went back to MSCI KLD and said, do you have anything along the lines of an SRI index that's tied more closely to the Catholic Church? They said, yes, we have an index called the MSCI USA Catholic Values Index. This is an index of 400 stocks that is vetted based on the teachings of the Catholic Church and investment guidelines that are handed down by the Council of Bishops. So it's a basket of 400 stocks that have already been vetted for their Catholic values. So what we do is quite simple. We license that index from MSCI, and we do exactly the same thing with that index as we do with our enhanced socially responsible strategy. We take those 400 stocks in the Catholic Value Index, we run them through our Quadrix system, we pick out the 40 highest scoring stocks in Quadrix, we put a sector constraint, so no more than 25% of any one sector can account for the portfolio when we establish the portfolio, we apply a cash plug if one is present at that time, we equal weight those 40 investments across the remaining assets, and we hold for 12 months. Again, the exact same strategy that we use on our other socially responsible approach we use with our enhanced Catholic values approach. Now, this portfolio achieved its 3-year track record at the end of November of 2011, and I'm happy to report that we're seeing very similar returns and successes with this strategy as we are with our enhanced socially responsible strategy. From November 2008 through December 31st, 2011, our enhanced Catholic values portfolio has produced a gross annualized return before all fees and expenses of 16%, and after fees and expenses, 14.5% net, versus 14.1% of the S&P 500 and 14.9% of the actual underlying benchmark MSCI USA Catholic Values Index. Our since inception return on a gross basis is 57.3%, and after fees and expenses, 51.8% net, versus 50.2% for the S&P 500 and 53.4% for the actual underlying index. So again, that's outperformance on a gross basis versus the broad market and the index that we're enhancing. And again, the risk story is the same as well. We're achieving this outperformance at a standard deviation level that is significantly lower than the S&P 500, as well as the underlying benchmark that we're enhancing. So again, risk-adjusted returns are especially strong. Here we have two solutions in the socially responsible space that are, in our view, very transparent, purely rules-based, that have been putting up strong outperformance on a gross basis relative to the broad market and the indexes we're enhancing, and we've been doing that at very acceptable risk levels. We have what I believe are solutions that address two key issues in this space. One is performance. You can get good performance in the SRI space, and I think we've shown that with these portfolios that we've been managing now for more than 3 years. Second, you can do it at risk-adjusted levels that make sense for your clients. We'd love to send you fact sheets on both of these strategies, as well as more information on our Quadrix stock rating system for individuals who would like to learn more about our two socially responsible strategies. If you would, please call Tom McCarthy. Tom's phone number is 630-545-2671, and Tom can provide you with more information about Horizon and our two socially responsible strategies. Again, Tom's number is 630-545-2671. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to hearing from you on these two socially responsible strategies. And now the necessary legal disclosures. The Quadrix Stock Rating System is a proprietary product wholly owned by Horizon Publishing Company, which is Horizon Investment Services' sister company. Horizon Investment Services has contracted with Horizon Publishing Company to use the Quadrix Stock Rating System for its stock screening processes. The Enhanced Socially Responsible Composite contains fully discretionary Enhanced Socially Responsible accounts. The composite performance results include all fully discretionary active and terminated non-wrap accounts for the strategy and exclude any accounts with significant client-imposed investment restrictions. All composite performance returns include the reinvestment of all income. Gross composite performance returns are asset-weighted total return figures after brokerage commissions, but do not reflect the payment of management fees. Net composite performance returns are further reduced by the highest applicable management fee applied monthly. The Enhanced Catholic Values composite contains fully discretionary Enhanced Catholic Values wrap fee-paying accounts. The composite performance results include all fully discretionary active and terminated wrap accounts for the strategy and exclude any accounts with significant client-imposed investment restrictions. All composite performance returns include the reinvestment of all income. Pure gross composite performance returns are asset-weighted total return figures shown gross of all fees and transaction costs and are shown as supplemental information to net returns. Net composite performance returns are reduced by the highest applicable wrap fee applied monthly. Wrap fee accounts pay a fee based on a percentage of assets under management. This fee includes all charges for trading costs, portfolio management, custody, and other administrative fees. Wrap fee accounts make up 100% of the composite. Horizon Investment Services, LLC, claims compliance with the Global Investment Performance Standards, otherwise known as GIPS, and has prepared and presented this report in compliance with the GIPS standards. Horizon Investment Services, LLC, has been independently verified for the period September 1, 2000, through December 31, 2011. A copy of the verification report is available upon request. Horizon Investment Services, LLC, is an independent registered investment advisor. The firm maintains a complete list of composite descriptions, which is available upon request. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.